And did you have a special call to Cavs?
Huh?
To Cavs? Did you call Cavs in a different way?
Well, yeah. You can let them come to you anyway.
But what was the usual call that you used?
Okay.
And then how about to get horses to turn left or right?
Whoop, whoop.
That.
And then it whistle, you know, Tom.
Whoop or quope? Whoop. You said whoop?
Yeah.
And then how about to get them to turn left and right in plowing?
Gin ho.
All right, and then to get them started, you say?
Get up.
And how about if they're, you wanted to get them to urge them on, to get them to go faster?
Well, I always run mine just to, I haven't trained a lot, I just throw my lines a little.
And how about to stop them?
I'll go at them.
Okay. And then what about calls to, how about if they were, you were going to back a horse into a buggy, you know, you're going to hitch him into a buggy?
Back up.
And then calls to pigs at feeding time?
Pigs? They'd just call them pigs, then.
All right, and calls to sheep. Do you remember how your father called sheep?
Well, I can't remember either. Cook, I believe. Cook.
Just coo, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And then they calls to chickens.
Chick.
And if you're getting a horse ready to drive or plow, you'd say, I have to go out and...
Hook him up.
You say, hook him up. Did you ever... Now, what about the expressions either gear him up or...
You have to harness him first.
Harness him up. You harness him up first. And what about gear him up?
Well, that's the same thing, harness and gear.
All right. And the things you hold when you're plowing are...
Huh?
The things you hold on to when you're plowing, you have to hold a plow.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then you might have a thing around your neck or holding your hand.
Well, if you found signal. It's the same as plow, bolt on a double trouble, you hold the plow arms and your hands, and then just take hold of the handle. And if you're working a double team, you've got to have kick lines on them. They use them around the neck for a plow, or around one neck and under the shoulder, yeah.
And then the things to, when you're riding horseback, the things you hold on to.
The saddle.
Yeah, but the things you hold in your hand.
Well, you hold for your bridle rein and your saddle horn.
All right, and then the thing you put your feet in on a saddle.
Sure.
All right, and when you're plowing, what do you call the horse on the left, the one that walks in the furrow?
Call that the lead horse.
All right, and what do you call the other one?
Call him the off.
All right, and if something isn't, a long distance away, you say, oh, that's just a, say that factory, you say, oh, that's just a,
short distance.
All right. Would you ever use a little piece for that?
Yeah, I'd use that, just a little piece. If you'd ask the operator, well, Jacksonburg, of course, I'd just say 1 mile, but that's just a short distance.
Uh-huh. Right? Now, what about something that's a long distance?
Well, I'd be called a long distance after past 50 miles.
All right, let's say, talking about the Bristol.
Back in them days, of course, now you've got cars and everything now. It ain't now as much long now, is it?
Okay, no.
The airplanes.
Yeah. And if someone was rocking in a rocking chair and fell this way, you'd say he fell over.
Backwards.
If he fell this way.
He would fall forward.
And if something wasn't difficult to find, you know, someone said, oh, you can say, hey, that isn't hard to find. You, like, say, plow or something that you had, someone wanted to buy one like that. You say, oh, you can buy one of those almost.
Oh, you can talk to any hard guy.
Almost any. Yeah.
Sometimes it's sore.
Okay. And if the things you cut with a plow, those are called?
Cut.
Yeah, the things that the trenches cut by.
Well,